all, you're going into other business now, Mr.
Yeah,
Chairman.
That's all the old business. We will now move on to other business.
But in other business, you want me to read each case? Because I'm going to cover it with a cover letter. Okay.
Yes, please. Now, one that you have, that's the one that's going to cover.
The letter will cover them all.
The cover them all.
And I'll read that into the record.
Okay.
Okay, case number 9356, William G. Szymanski, west of Route 1, north of Dodd Avenue, being lot G22 within C Air Mobile City Mobile Park. A variance from side yards requirement and a variance from the separation requirement between units and a mobile home park. Then there's case number, this all pertains to C Air. Case number 9483, Dawn Smith, south of Route 1, southwest of Atlantic Avenue, being lot E30 within Sea Air Mobile Home Park. A variance from separation requirement between units in a mobile home park and a variance from side yard and rear yard setback requirements. Case number 9551, Ray and Patricia Beaver, southeast of Route 1, southeast of Center Avenue, being lot D35 within Sea Air Mobile City Mobile Home Park. They're seeking a variance from side yard setback requirement, a variance from separation requirement between units in a mobile home park, and a variance from the maximum allowable lot coverage. All right, gentlemen, I put this on the schedule on your agenda tonight to let you know exactly where we are. I've heard all about the aerials that we're going to take and how long we were taking that to happen and everything. So that has happened, and the aerials have been submitted, and surveys have been taken care of by Mr. Lank. And he has sent out a letter to all three applicants, and the letter reads as such. I won't give you the details of variances, but it's going to cover each one is different. The letter of Dear So-and-So, be reminded that on a certain date, the Board of Adjustment held a public hearing on your request for a variance. And then it goes on to tell you about the variance of that particular case. And then it said, the board tabled the case indefinitely until the park submits the survey. To this date, the board has not rendered a decision on your case, okay? The park has submitted a survey and an aerial of the park. So what it's going to say, again, he's going to reference the lot and what it looks like and how big it is and et cetera, et cetera. Attached, please find a portion of the survey and aerial of the park showing your lot and the neighboring lots. The scale of the survey and aerial are drawn at a one inch equals 50 feet. Okay, that's important. By scaling the improvements to the lot lines between you and the neighboring lots and the improvements in the neighboring lots, it appears that you need a variance. And then he goes on to tell each one of them what variances he needs. They need based on the aerials. Mr. Lank goes on and says, I suggest that you contact Coast Survey, Inc., the land surveying and planning company that prepared the aerial map and survey of the park, or any other surveying company that you wish to retain, to establish exactly what variances are needed so that you can submit a survey to the board for review and consideration. The required setback from lot lines in the park are 5 feet. The required spacing between unit and other units or improvements of neighboring lots is 20 feet. Any spacing less than that which is required needs a variance. It may be necessary that you apply for additional variances beyond those previously applied for. That's an important thing because some of them say, well, I didn't apply for that, but when they get these aerials, we're going to see them. The board wants to make a decision on this application and cannot do so without the requested survey. If a survey is not received within 60 days of the date of this letter, the staff has no choice but to recommend to the board that the case be denied. If the board denies the case, it will be necessary that legal action be taken to correct the violations. Should you have any questions, please do not hesitate to contact this department. Sincerely, Lawrence B. Lank, Director of Planning and Zoning. So, gentlemen, we've covered that. We've given their parameters. Each one of the three have gotten that letter, and but with the details.
And they responded?
Inserted where I excluded those.
And have they responded back?
No, they have 60 days.
They have 60 days?
60 days. And this was November 28th, 2007. The date of the letter. So they have 60 days to respond. And again, the important thing is that if they don't, the staff is going to recommend to you, probably in a formal letter, that they, that you deny them, based on all of them. Okay. And discussion of permits. The last time we were in here, I tried to take, what was it, last week? Our last meeting, I took your request, John, and I talked to the building code and I talked to the assessment department, Eddie Parker. See if we can do something about these people not being able to adhere to the setbacks. Mm-hmm. Is there any way we can help? Is there any way that when they get in, Bob, that they can get to our department, because the building code doesn't know the setbacks and what they should be obtaining. Well, what I've done is sitting with Eddie Parker, who's been very, very cooperative of assessment and building code, we sat together and we came up with a idea that I think you're all familiar with, the permit. The permit says front setback, side yard setback, and rear, and it also says the counter people have gotten the instruction now that they will, the permit counter, have gotten instructions that when they explain that to them, not only does the guy sign, or the applicant sign below, you've seen the permit, he signs below, and then he understands all the other charges and stuff. We're going to make them initial right near the 30-10, I'll just use that as an example, 30-10 and 10. In other words, 30 in the front, 10 on the sides, 10 in the rear. Make them initial right there that they fully understand, and they will not get that permit until they are explained. Maybe the person's going to say, no, I don't fully understand. And of course, there is an issue lots of times. The biggest issue we've all come across is the 15 feet on the side. No matter where you are, it's always 15 feet. A lot of people don't understand that, because when you say 10 feet on the side, they automatically feel it. They're on the corner, it's 10 feet from the side. So anyway, we've put that into effect. It's been in effect now since the last meeting, and the very next day I went out and talked to Mr. Parker, and he talked to the permit department. Now, gentlemen, I hope that helps. I hope that is as far as we have to go with it.
So if they don't understand, that sends up a red flag and sends them in the planning zone?
Correct. This is what we're hoping will happen, okay. That this person will say, geez, I don't understand. Why do I have to be 15 feet from the sides? Well, they don't know that. Inside.
Okay. So in the case that somebody's building a second story on a non-conforming, those people at the counter understand that doesn't matter.
They don't even have to do that. All they have to do is say, when they put those setbacks down there, those setbacks, each time they're going to question that person, do you fully understand what we're saying? No, I don't understand that. Well, fine. Well, go into planning and zoning, and they'll explain to you why you have to have this. And they will pursue that.
Okay.
Now, we'll try that first. Another part of it would be, it'll be a tough logistics problem, because I'd be trying that, those plans would be going into too many hands.
And, I understand.
I'd rather avoid that if I possibly could. You know?
Well, yeah. I mean, if it's...
Let's see.
And
let's
maybe, maybe
shot.
Not only do they initial it, but the person at the counter initials it.
They sign it as well.
Okay. Well, they already do down the bottom.
Okay, so that way, if the person says they didn't tell me, yeah, well, you signed it.
No, well, they already do initial who does down the bottom, who's taking the application.
Okay.
But the signature down the bottom, there was a point there that they will automatically just, maybe sometimes like we do, automatically sign it and say, okay, yeah, I understand, and sign it because they're got other things on their mind of trying to get the building code and this and that, especially for the builders.
Yeah.
And then they'll say, well, no, wait a minute, you're not done yet. I want you to verify that you understand the setbacks that we're giving to you. Now, in a case like that, I imagine sometimes in the permit department does get questions from what they've told me of people say, no, you're wrong. That's not the way it's supposed to be in this subdivision. Sometimes the builder's right.
And then the planning and zoning can explain, we don't...
Planning and zoning. We have to go and see planning and zoning.
Yeah, we don't enforce the...
The zoning part of it.
Well, we don't enforce deed restrictions and covenants.
No.
Although they may be different. This is what the county requires.
Well, there are some places down across the bridge down there, and I can't remember the subdivision down there where the frontage is opposite of what you would think from the street. The frontage is on the water.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
those type of cases, you know, the person would say to you, well, my road's in the front. I mean, what are you telling me? I got to...
That's a simple assumption.
Yeah.
Well, that's the place down there in on 54 has teal, blue teal and all.
Swan Keys? No. There's another subdivision down in, just before you go across the bridge there on the right-hand side. It is a weird, when planning and zoning laid it out, it's in a flood zone and all that.
Right.
I can't think of it, Ron, on the right-hand side. It's a very, very exclusive area. And the frontages are in MR district, very restricted.
But in Swan Keys that way, the front is on the lagoon. It seems strange. I'll tell you another one that probably throws people off is the corner lots.
Yes, that's what I was saying, the 15 feet. That throws them off of what they...
But what's the side and what's the front?
Yeah, what's the side and what's the front? In fact, I've already had a lawyer yesterday ask me, he was representing a case, and he had asked me, how do you determine... he was smart enough to come there and say, you know, how do you determine the frontages on here because you have two frontages?
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I've gotten from the girls at the counter, they have told me that some people are thoroughly confused about the through lots.
Oh, yeah. With the two fronts.
They don't even look at that. They just assume that it's an MR area and it's 30, 10, and 10.
Talk about Cape Windsor?
Yeah, Cape Windsor. Yeah, Cape Windsor's the other bugaboo. And... that's when they come to you and they get in trouble because, you know, you got two frontages.
But it says that on the permit.
It says that on the permit, but they never looked at it. And if you ask any builder, he'll know his areas. He'll say, oh, MR is 30, 10, and 10, and 15 on the corners, you know, and this and that. And then all of a sudden he builds a house that's got two frontages in the subdivision, and all of a sudden he made that mistake. But now... He has to take a look at that and sign that there that he does understand it says 30, 30, and then 10. And, I'm hoping that, like I said, John, I'm hoping this will work.
Step in the right direction. It's good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We can't. But without addressing anything else, do you want me to address? I think that pretty much wound it up.
I have a couple questions on, for some reason, I was holding 9905, which was Michael and Christy Butterworth.
9905.
It's back in June. Mobile home.
We don't have anything else open, do we?
So, it was
approved. Okay.
Not when we pulled up the what was open and what wasn't. The ones on here were the only ones.
No. And that was what approved. About Hawker's got 8 billboards?
No, they got 2, but they've got, I would say,
10,
maybe 12 to 15 variances.
Well, we've got 2 cases are still open, right?
They're open. They'll be presented
to additional variances.
Right. And I see for January 7th, he has another app. Oh, well, that's the one.
All for January 7th.
All right.
I already told him. I said, you know, we're going to put it on one agenda, so be prepared to answer all those questions.
So those will be old business on the 7th.
The two previous ones.
Gotcha. And
it's up to you if you want to, and the others will appear, you know.
The minutes from
yeah.
The minutes from last week, do we want to, since we got on the night, wait and approve them next week?
Yeah.
You
mentioned 9905, John, but that's been settled, right?
That's so they say.
That was a trailer.
Yeah.
Butterworth.
Storage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you could do that. If you wanted to miss that, check it out.
Do you remember that? I haven't even had a chance to read them yet. So we normally do.
No.
If it's not.
We'll check that out, John, make sure it didn't fall through the cracks. That's what I'm trying to do right now, to make sure that some of these things are on the, you know, the table don't fall through the cracks.
Sounds good.
Suppose that's already started now? We'll sign it?
Yes.
And actually, we've been getting a lot more people coming in and asking about the setbacks, and we're always getting a lot of questions before, but we're getting about.
Twice as much now?
Whenever we go out to the front counter, we get pulled and. And told, and they're actually taking them to the maps and showing them, from this road, you're 30, from this road, you're 40.
Good.
They're really explaining it, and if they don't understand after that, they don't get the permit until they come over, and then they understand.
Understand.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I thought it would work. I didn't know any other way of doing it except, and discussing it with the staff and everything, and they thought that was a good idea also. And so I went down and saw Eddie and saw if we can't work it out. And like I said, he's very cooperative. The
I think the more
constable's office and the assessment office and building code have been in my office quite a bit nowadays, and we're working together. We've really got a good thing going, and I'm sure we can tweak it better and better and better as we go along.
Well, the more proactive we are, the less hassles down the road.
Sure, sure. It's a they've been very cooperative. Van's been very cooperative, and so has Lawrence, and so has Eddie.
Wow.
So we're good. So I'm enjoying that part of it there.
So what do you attribute this cooperation?
Pardon me?
Christmas?
Good looks?
Like I say,
not
Christmas?
Going there.
Your charisma?
You did not just say that in front of God and everybody.
Sure. Which one is it?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Huh? You realize lightning's going to strike you, right?
Hey, they're yours.
Oh, man.
And yours. January 7th, I got mine, buddy.
Motion to adjourn.
Thanks, gentlemen.